at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri, yes. The heartland of our country.
Right smack dab in
with
the middle.
Mary Patuk, PSCU's very own Mary Patuk. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. It's been a super week so far, and
yeah.
Keep looking forward to what comes next.
Any highlights stand out for you so far?
So this morning we had Nick Saban, mm-hmm. and he was super inspirational, yep. and just great leadership tips, and really had you thinking about how you behave and how you act and what you should be doing day in and day out.
Okay.
Guy Kawasaki knocked it out of the park. He's fun, he's funny, he makes sense, and we can all relate to him. So.
Indeed.
So it was great. It's been a great morning so far.
Let's talk about the topic at hand here, yeah. industry engagement. So why is it so important for PSCU to engage with the industry? Why there's heavily involved in many, many, many things, and
right.
we'll go through a few examples here, but
right.
why is it so important?
So we're owned by our credit unions, right? And so we have the resources to advocate on their behalf. So for us, it's important for us to be as closely connected to the credit unions as possible, and that's understanding what's happening regulatory-wise, that's understanding what's happening and getting their message out and building awareness mm-hmm. wherever we can help support that effort.
Very cool, very cool. I get it, I get it. Now, PSCU is actually, you guys are, you're investing in a new wing at the Credit Union Museum. So what's gonna happen here? What do we get to see?
So the Credit Union America's Credit Union Museum is yep. based in Manchester, New Hampshire, the home of the very first credit union, St. Mary's Bank, and it's actually in the original facility. And the Credit Union Museum has been expanded with additional rooms and more resources in there. And what we're working on as part of the museum opening is a history of CUSOs exhibit because the CUSOs play an important part in the credit union industry. So we're super excited about it, and I know that there's going to be a reopening of the museum on June 26, I believe, in conjunction with CUNA's summer conference in Boston. So they'll be trucking some people up there, and should be a great time.
Ooh, I want to check that out.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be there as well.
So we can learn from the past, right? Mm-hmm. So what better place to do it than a museum? So mm-hmm. we're super excited and proud to be part of that effort.
The past makes us who we are today.
Right.
So
yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you for doing that. That's really cool for you guys. Hey, let's see here. How is PSCU supporting the foundation's CUDE program?
Okay. So the National Credit Union Foundation runs a program called the Credit Union Development Educators, and it's run throughout the year. And we've been lucky enough through our leadership's investment in us to be able to send more and more PSCU employees to the DE program.
Awesome.
And the DE program really allows us to connect to what it is that the credit unions do in their marketplace and really understand what the needs of the members are and how the credit unions help deliver peace of mind to them. So we put ourselves in the seats of a credit union member, and we can be that much smarter. And what's happened from that program, we've had several folks from the PSCU go through the DE program and become credit union DEs, and we're all very proud of that. And we've also been able to bring the program back home to our offices and do sort of a mini DE program for our employees. So our credit union, our employees understand the philosophy and really the mission behind credit unions, and that makes them that much better at servicing the credit unions and their members.
So is it kind of like a mini course or an introductory course to it, and then they can go to the foundation and do the more in-depth course or something, or how does that work?
So a little bit, yes. Okay. So yeah, we have a credit union principles class that we teach all of our employees, and so they understand the philosophy and what the missions of the credit union
for you.
This takes it another level down to really experience what the members need from their credit union. So yeah, we've been able to put employees through it big groups at a time, and a lot of that's because we have executive management support for doing the training. So
awesome.
We're
oh my God.
About it. Yeah.
Really cool. Gosh, no wonder you're so involved in the industry. Come on now. All right, the Cherry Blossom Run, something else you guys are involved in year in and year out. How was it this year? And then how does it help develop awareness with the folks in that town, especially with all the decision makers in that town and stuff like that? How does it work?
Right. Well, it's super important because we're running right across the Capitol, mm-hmm. right? And there's so many teams that participate that actually work in the Capitol. So the race was in April. 15,000 plus people ran, which included a lot of legislative folks and legislative aides. And having the race there in Washington reminds them of the good work credit unions do day in and day out. The proceeds from the race benefit Children's Miracle Network. And another $380,000 was delivered to Children's Miracle Network hospitals across the country because of, on behalf of the runners and because of what they've done. So it really does help spread the message of what the role, how important the role of credit unions in the community.
Yeah, it's all about giving back, raising awareness, and getting a little exercise at the same
right.
time.
Yeah, it was great. It was a chilly day, but it was beautiful. The cherry blossoms were in full regalia for them, for all the runners, and it was cold, and they finished, and it was great.
Awesome.
It was great.
Oh my gosh. I keep forgetting to ask Jim Nussel, like, can we move the GAC, like, either the weekend before the cherry blossom or after? That way you have 5,000 credit union people there. You could probably double the participation. I think there's some logistical thing, I'm sure.
We should bring that up. I think that's a great idea.
Right. I'm going to put that on the bucket.
We'll tweet that one out.
You got it.
All right. Well, anything else to add?
No, we're excited you're here and glad to be spending the time with
else.
You.
No, I got on. See if I got anything else on here on the agenda. I think we're clean.
Okay.
Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you.